Hello and welcome to the show that teaches you the things your parents and teachers are too afraid to. The Headiest Blog. Today, Hassan Abi laughs at Sneeko for getting beat up.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
Not even a joke at this point. Like he likes it. He likes it. He has to like it. It's Friday and we're keeping the vibes immaculate. And I'm going to start by watching this.
There you go.
Oh. Let me tell you something.
This is Sean Strickland beating up Sneeko. I've done a video on it before. Just go watch that.
Okay. This is Sean Strickland. So I don't really know too much about Sean Strickland beyond the fact that I know he is a UFC fighter. Okay. And controversial opinion. Two things I'm going to say here. This is not cool at all. I think it's crazy that he beat the out of a random skinny dude like Sneeko. Like I'm not. This is a mid off. Okay. For sure.
Pretty funny, but and when I say that, I mean the guy is making himself look terrible. Yeah, it's a lose-lose, right? If you win the fight, well, I mean, of course you won the fight. You just feel like you look like a bully. And if you lose the fight, imagine losing to that guy.
It's a mid-off for sure, but it's like, what are you doing? Sean Strickland was just a middleweight champion to beat the out of Israel Adesanya. Dude's a menace. I just don't understand it, though. He's like, are you all right? Are you okay? What's wrong with you? Why are you beating the out of a civilian, dog? It's so dumb. It doesn't matter that Sneeko deserves to get his ass beat. I think it's like, there's an air of confidence, in my opinion, that is supposed to come from, like, being a guy who can kill someone with their hands. Right? Like, you know better. You can kill people with your hands.
Indeed.
With ease. Much easier than the average person can. So if you have that kind of power, you should also have a little bit of responsibility. Like, I don't really understand why calling non-fighters athletes civilians is very funny. Hey, yeah, that's what I mean. This is what they call a tune-up match. He recently lost his belt and he has to get his confidence by beating up some dork. As a member of the MMA community, Sean is absolutely bananas. I mean, there's a lot of bananas MMA guys out there, so I feel like he's even worse, but I've even had my...
It does tend to draw in degenerates, so yeah, big surprise.
I went, what? I've even had my in-real-life friends turn into because of Sneeko, so I don't care.
They throw in the towel multiple times. Yeah.
Bro, he's...
As those hits are coming in, that can literally knock the guy out. That can cause permanent brain damage.
Literally opening up. First of all, he's connecting with his head. It's wild that he can't even knock him out, okay? It doesn't matter that Sneeko consented, bro.
I don't think he was hitting him as hard as he could.
Normal. What the hell is this shit? Couple things. One, kind of crazy that he's just wailing on him. Like, at first, it's like, even if you're, like, lightly sparring, this is already too aggressive, okay? This is already too aggressive. He's like, he's playing with him. Come on, dude. That's not playing with him. He
That's
stops
not playing.
Playing here, okay? This is where he stops playing with him. If you think that the previous part is like him playing with him.
It's not playing.
You think that's playing, dude?
You think
those last couple of hits are playing? Are you crazy?
Yeah, that's not.
You care, lol? I mean, I do a little bit. I think it's, like, odd. It's already odd that he's, like, literally taking shots directly to Sneeko's head. And for people that go, oh, dude, Sneeko, you should have worn a headgear or head protection, it doesn't matter. You can still get CTE. If you got a killer in the octagon... And
if you're wondering what CTE is, it's a cerebral traumatic... concussion? Oh, my lord. Okay, I'm going to look it up. Sorry, I'm distracted. Yes, I'm a robot, guys. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, progressive degenerative disease affecting people who have suffered traumatic brain injury. Oh, it's a punch drunk syndrome is what he's describing here.
Any slams the shit out of you, even with that headgear on, your brain is still going to shake. Yeah, I think the only reason why Sneeko didn't get knocked out here is because he has no brain to shake in his brain.
He
can't get concussed because there's no brain that shakes inside of the skull. But still, I don't know. I think it's like, am I a bitch? Is that what it is? Do I feel like, I always have this opinion that if you have more power than the other person, like, it's on you to be a responsible individual, right? Like, if
that's like the creed of most martial arts.
If you are a title haver, okay, a UFC fighter with a belt, that's insane that you're just like opening up on like a dude that is like as skinny as Drake's penis, okay? Look at him.
Funny.
He's flailing the same way as Drake's penis was in the 6'7", dude. He's like, he's in the PJ going left and right, flailing like wacky inflatable arm man. I mean, not to get all Judd Apatow here and be like, oh my God, there was so much anger behind those eyes. He could have killed him, but like, he literally could. You know what I mean? This is not like Smith slapping Chris Rock situation. I think I'm more understanding about like violent ends that occur in the real world and like weak moments that we have than the average person. This is not the average person at all. I mean, the fact that he's still standing is pretty impressive too. Not many people, in my opinion, could say that they could just eat it for like 30 seconds straight from a middleweight champion with a belt and just like not
get knocked out. It's true. Apparently he was trying. I read in the comments that Sean was trying to knock him out. But again, if you look at like, let's say Mike Tyson, right? When he's fighting, he hits way harder. So it doesn't look to me like Sean was going as hard as he possibly could. I don't think he was. I think he was going maybe 80% or 70%. He wasn't going full strength. You can hit harder than that.
I don't know what the damage is. I don't know what the damage is overall, but I do think that this is a ridiculous thing to do. This is already a no-no, even if you're sparring on the same experience level. And this guy has, I'll tell you this much, okay? If Sean was sparring at his gym with an evenly matched sparring partner, and he behaved.
Yeah, you wouldn't go that hard. You'd get beat up real bad.
If like this, they would probably pull him off as well. Like, he is opening up way too much. And I'm not like a massive fight guy at all, but I do feel like this is kind of crazy. How is it different than the Nazi kid who got his shit pushed in? That kid got his shit pushed in with BJJ, brother, which, you know, you can still run into issues, but that was an infinitely better way to handle it. They grappled. No, it was definitely not BJJ. Wasn't it? Didn't they grapple? Am I wrong? Yeah, they were grappling and shit. That's like a way more manageable way. It's like, Nico went into the ring knowing he could get hurt. He's not a child. Yeah, guys, I understand that part. Okay. I can't believe I'm saying this. All I'm simply stating is he 100% should have like lowered the intensity.
Yep.
Okay. You're crazy, in my opinion. Do you understand what I mean here? Like, I think it's different when you're striking. Okay. I feel like it's very different when you're striking. Why? What do you mean? Because you can, like, if you grapple someone, you can do it in a way where you can, like, restrict their movement.
Well, if they were grappling, like, you could just snap his arm, right? Or choke him to the point of almost death, so.
Make them uncomfortable, they can tap out. This is, like, in grapple terms, this would literally be, like, if you put someone in an armbar until they, like, choked out. They literally no longer had oxygen going to their brain, okay? And they were trying to tap out and you just didn't care. Was this supposed to be a friendly match? Or you don't choke someone in an armbar, sorry. Whatever it's called. Not an armbar. A rear naked chokehold or whatever the fuck is called. Regardless, you know I'm not like a big fight guy. I'm just saying armbar is an arm lock, breaking their arm. It is obvious though that one, many people somehow forget, with great power comes great responsibility. Okay. Did you know MMA is safer than boxing CTE wise, by the way? Just curious. Seems like a lot of people don't know. Yeah, probably.
Well, yeah. And why would that be? Because there's more grappling, right?
Because there's boxing is you're just eating it to the face and to the body with very severe punches. Not everyone's a striker in MMA. You still need the strike, but I feel like that would probably be the reason, right? That's why I'm literally saying that what he's doing here is crazy. It's like fucked up. Jesus.
You can hear the guy. That was that right that he did, that overhand right, is a very strong punch. That would knock out most people. Those are, you know. And the claps are like, oh, we thought we were going to see a, we thought we were going to see a death here.
Damn. I mean, it is kind of respectable that he did not fall. That I will say that. Dude, what is happening? All the cake streamers are like taking W's in their L's right now. Like they're taking L's, but in a way that kind of makes it turn into a W. Bro took more shots to the back than his girl. Yeah, I do also think boxing is worse because of standing eight counts and restarting after someone's been knocked down instead of letting the fight finish. Yeah, I do think that it's like odd that I found myself in a position where I'm like kind of defending Sneeko, I guess. But if he's a fighter for a living, it just shows that he's unprofessional. He should have held back 100%. Not a great look for him. He's not just a fighter for a living.
I already said it's a lose-lose situation for Strickland. We've already talked about it. Why is it a lose-lose? Well, it's a lose-lose because if you win, you look like an asshole. And if you lose, you look like an asshole. You look bad both ways. So what is the point of this? The take-home message. The take-home message is Sean is an idiot, right? Like he... yeah, and of course, he can beat me up. Like he can beat up most people. He can beat up Sneeko. But it doesn't mean that... doesn't mean you're not an idiot, you know? Like... You can't make this crap up, guys. Seriously. Can't make this crap up.
As MMA heads in the chat correctly explained, isn't he... I mean, he's a title holder. Like, it's crazy. And apparently a former Nazi, too. Sean Strickland is a middleweight division UFC title holder. He's a former UFC middleweight champion, and he's a professional competitor since 2008. I can't tell if people are making a joke about me saying former title holder or a former UFC middleweight champion, or because he said he's a former Nazi. He lost the title recently. Bro was busy blowing bubbles on Trump's dick. Yeah, he saw an op to whoop the ass of someone that deserves it and took it. I don't know. I think there are way better ways of, like, this all start because he was calling some other MMA guy the R word who is autistic. All I'm saying is, if you have, look, like, learning how to fight is actually really good for developing confidence, is what a lot of people say. The other part of that problem is that when you get hit in the head too many times, you still become an animal, okay? So
it's
then
true.
You lose out on all the supposed confidence that you're supposed to get from like physical training and like being confident in your own body and your own skin. So that's why you see a lot of these like go in either direction. Either they're like kind, loving individuals, or they just or become murderous monsters with the absolute worst politics you've ever seen. And it's like, it feels as though, like, if you are a title holder, okay, if you're a former middleweight champion, you should definitely be infinitely more confident in your abilities, and you can still like smack someone down a little bit, but not in a way that you're like looking like you're trying to kill him. Okay, if you've been fighting professionally since 2008, you know the difference between, like, you know, lightly sparring, you know.
You definitely know the difference, but the point is, he was throwing pretty hard, but not as hard as he can, in my opinion, at the end there.
Oh, maybe medium sparring and also heavy sparring. Don said he hates influencers, that's why. Still, dude, it's crazy. Yes, great example. Like, the sumo wrestlers in Japan. Like, look at how that former sumo wrestler, like... almost champion guy. Look at the way he was fighting me in Japan. Like, they were dope. And they definitely could have probably picked me up and, like, flipped me around like a
goddamn
pizza.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay? And he didn't do that. They didn't do that at all because it was like, because they're professional and confident in their abilities and not being, like, weird and lame. This is how it was started.
Anybody? Your wife, right?
Absolutely not, Sean.
It's so odd because, like, aren't they all on board with the same politics too? Like, that's what I also don't understand. Aren't they in line? Like, don't they believe the same shit? I'm a good baseball player. I'm not gonna throw my hardest to a noob novice. Yeah, like,
exactly.
Imagine throwing heaters at a child who's only played softball up to this moment. You know what I mean? Just a 95-mile slammer that you're just laying into. Nico is a child? No, dummy. But his expertise in the field of combat would be akin, especially in comparison to a former middleweight champion. It would be like if a professional baseball player was throwing absolute heaters at a child, okay? Paris from Mage, I'm a retired, fight me IRL, oiled up. I'm a retired NFL linebacker, I can punk you, bud. There are actually retired NFL players, what's his name, that are Hassan Abihed, so I don't know if this dude is memeing or not. There is actually, what do you call it? What's his face? Come on, the guy who is he's a Heisman winner too, I think, right? Or he's an NFL Super Bowl winner, not a Heisman winner. Thomas Crabtree, big time Hassan Abihed. No, not Arian Foster, but Arian Foster also is like sometimes, you know.
I like when these people refer to themselves in the third person.
Hernandez, no way, Crabtree's Hassan Abihed. Yeah, he's like, I forget what his name is in the chat. Famous Aaron Rodgers, Hassan Abihed. Aaron Rodgers is a Joe Rogan head. We know that already. A skilled fighter doesn't need to hurt someone to embarrass them. He honestly could have just ruined Sneeko's day and still made whatever his point was with leg kicks and body shots and not done permanent damage. This conversation is insane. Thank you. Please. Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because there's like hella people. Bro, look at this. I'm gambling channel points on this shit on a Friday night. Watching Never Kevers, former Green Bay Packers Super Bowl champion. This convo is insane because we're talking about insane people. I know, but like doing decent analysis, in my opinion, in a situation like this requires you to like drop the insanity for a brief moment and have like and develop a better understanding for every side, regardless of whether or not it's like two weird bigoted losers laying into one another or getting laid in on, because we're talking about this not from the perspective of like whose politics is worse, because I don't know whose politics is worse, really. They're both pretty awful. It's just that like one is infinitely more skilled in the field of actual professional fighting and the other isn't. All jokes aside though, I think Sneeko does have a humiliation fetish. I do. It's not,
you see, there it is. Hassan just admitting he doesn't like Sneeko. Big surprise. Yeah, there it is. Got to lay into the guy,
I'm
gonna
joke at this point. Like he likes it. He likes it. He has to like it.
Absolutely not, Sean. We don't do that over here.
I respect that, bro.
Okay.
Well, we're going to fucking spar, bro. I heard we're going to send that shit up and get it out.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready. I think that'd be fun.
Wait, it wasn't even like an aggro situation? That's nuts. He literally, that was supposed to be a friendly spar. That's the energy he brought to a friendly spar, dude. That shit sucks, dude. Get the out of here. Bro, he's such a dick. That's so lame. Straight up, that's lame as
how long are you in town?
I'll be in town for a couple more days, but boxing though, MMA is a little, I don't know if that's gonna be.
You ever had a boxing fight?
No I haven't.
We are wrestling tomorrow at 11.
Wrestling?
No, I'll box, but we'll rest. I'll give you a couple rounds.
Okay, I'm supposed to train with Jake Shields tomorrow, so if you want to come at the same time.
Jake Shields? Oh my god, every part of this is awful. Skinhead hits black guy for free? Yeah, except, like, the black guy is a literal Nazi right now. Like, openly. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who in this situation is worse. I don't know. Do you understand? Like, it's literally Nazi on Nazi violence, okay? Nico is
I don't understand.
Blasian.
The UFC arena.
I don't understand why. Like, what? How did this? I don't understand.
I think right after prayer, so like maybe 2:00, but I can go early.
Yeah, let's not bring race into this mid-off. There's no, race is not playing a role here, okay? I don't think this is a instance of, it's like they got friendly fire on, okay? Friendly fire was not off in this Nazi parade.
I don't know about that shit, dude, but I got you, bro. We'll be at 11.
All right, I'll see you there.
Bring Shield, bro. I invite him to come wrestle with us too.
Okay.
This is Azov. Yeah, this is Azov versus Wagner type beat is true. Exactly. It's just, they're just going at it, and you're in the sidelines looking at it going, what the happening here? Sean Strickland has said in an interview, it would be amazing to kill an opponent in the octagon. You are right. Sean probably hates Nico more because he's a streamer versus his race. Yeah. I don't know. It's also like weird and kind of, I don't know, maybe, like I said, maybe I'm being a pussy, but it's like, I feel like it's total weak bitch shit to just like do this to a person that you very clearly, everyone.
Yeah, everyone knows you could beat him up, demonstrating it makes you look worse than not demonstrating it.
Knows can do this to a, like, you, everyone knows you can do that to a person. You don't have to prove anything. That's why it's like really funny when bit losers insecure, online yeah. are like, fight yeah. this person, fight that person. It's like, bitch, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. Okay. Even though the person that they're putting up, it doesn't matter. Like, some of those people I could beat up. I don't think Andrew Tate is one of those people. I think Andrew Tate could probably beat me up. I mean, he is a literal kickboxer. He has fought professionally, right? And I've brought that up. I've, like, openly mentioned that many times, and people go, oh, he admitted it, dude. It's like, yeah, because I'm a reasonable human. It's so dumb. You would crack, motherfucker. Are you kidding me? I mean, look, I've been in a lot of fights in my youth, okay? I don't like it. I'm not a fan of fights. And I didn't win all the time either. You know, I've won plenty of fights, and I've lost a decent amount of fights as well. It's not my, favorite thing. But this is not, like, a real... I'm not talking about, like, a real fight. I'm talking brawls. I am not... I've never trained. I've never fight trained. And I've never actually, I've never actually been in, like, a professional fighting setting or even amateur fighting at all. Punching someone in the head doesn't actually feel good. It just feels better than being punched. Yeah, I would agree with that. You got your ass kicked. I've gotten pummeled on for sure. Dude, I got sucker punched and knocked out before. I've also beat a lot of ass too, but I mean, this is not...
Oh my Lord. Yeah, let's talk about how cool we are on camera.
Like, I don't think this comes from a place of, I don't think people understand. This doesn't come from a place of being like, I don't have any fear of admitting that. It's dumb as fuck. It is the stupidest shit I've ever done. What is this high school ass argument? Yeah, I'm a 32 year old man. Like, you're acting like the guy that got upset at Larry David, me? Wait, you think me saying Sean Strickland is like being insecure and opening up that hard on a random streamer is actually the same? Is it? Oh, you're joking. Okay, I thought you were gonna be like, dude, you're being like, you're over here talking like you're over here talking like you're like I'm Judd Apatow.
Okay, let's continue.
It's fucked up, even though you guys never had that conversation.
I will dating say the advice lack now. Of empathy is a little disturbing, though. Being with someone for 5 years and they're like, hey, fuck you, dude. Don't look at my email.
No, yeah.
Wanted to have tits in my email.
Yeah, I know. Ever since, it's kind of just been like he takes his phone everywhere now, which I don't blame him. I'm not going to blame him for that.
That part is 100%. Like, I think you contributed to that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
like,
I know it's my fault.
Yeah, the trust was violated first on your end due to reasonable suspicions. But I think that he could have potentially handled it a little bit better by just addressing the issue, like addressing it and being like, yeah, I have an OnlyFans because I think that it's...
I beat my meat sometimes.
Yeah, because I thought it was perfectly fine, which he seems to not consider it to be fine, which is why
Al, can I ask you an important question?
Yeah.
What do you want?
What do you mean? Like... Out of the five years?
No. Like when you close your eyes, what do you want? Do you want him to renounce his OnlyFans usage and come back to you? Do you want to move on? Do you think you can move on? Do you want, when you close your eyes, what's your perfect resolution to this situation?
Honestly, I just, maybe just take account.
This is terrible dating advice. Like, it's always so bad. It's like, platitudes, like what you would hear at a drum circle, you know. It's terrible
accountability. He literally still to this day will just never talk about it. Not say sorry. Just a sorry, that's all I need.
But you never set the boundaries to begin with, right? You never said OnlyFans is not, you know, because I've been in a relationship where I used OnlyFans before, and we never talked about it before. And when it came up, it was just like, oh, my partner was like, oh yeah, me too. You know what I mean? And it was just, that was it. So he had no idea. It just was another consumption of porn. And they never, you guys never set that boundary. So to expect him to apologize for something that he doesn't deem is wrong, you need to have the conversation and set the boundary beforehand.
Deflecting still implies that he kind of understands that he might have fucked up a little bit, though, because if it wasn't like that big of a deal, that conversation would have been like, why the fuck are you going through my email? That's such an insane thing to do. But also, it's not that big of a deal. It's just OnlyFans. I thought that was fine.
Did he come up with that?
Pretty much. It was just like,
Did he say OnlyFans is not a big deal?
Yeah, so he just thinks of it as another form of, I guess, pornography.
Wait, so he did say that?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but the difference was that it was somebody I knew. Somebody that
I forgot about that part.
Yeah, no. You're valid. You are absolutely valid in... You're valid in having the boundary just be OnlyFans. It doesn't even have to be that it's someone that he knows, right? Like, that is a perfectly permissible boundary to have, given the, as Will put it, the parasocial aspect of, like, you're not just, even though it's fake, it's a bot farm that you're talking to, but, like, the receiver in that situation thinks that they're directly communicating with someone, with a sex worker, and, like, maybe that's not a type of sex work that you're comfortable with, and that's reasonable. Establishing that boundary, however, is also important. So what you guys have to do now that the trust has been violated, one question I have for you first is, did you all...
This is like girl-style communication. I'm amazed that Hassan is so good at communicating like a girl. Like, it's kind of impressive, like, how good he is at associating with the feminine. Probably why he's always miserable in his relationships and why he's dated, like, bedroom fun workers and so on. It's because of that. Okay, we're gonna end the video there. Hit the like, hit the sub, hit all for notifications, drop me a donation like Hunter M, Adrian R. Tom, Bobby Dylan, Renaissance Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan. Shout out to you, most recent purchaser of Strategist's Guide to Seduction. Thank you. You can buy my books at bit.ly/heliosbooks. If you want to see my videos like 3 days, 4 days in advance, I usually make them in batches. So if you want to see them early, like early access, just go to my Patreon. That's patreon.com/theheliosblog. And of course, I do also offer coaching services. If you want me to help you out, just message me at theheliosblog@gmail.com and I'll slot you right in. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Especially if you listen to the end, I really do appreciate it. Take care of yourselves and I'll see you next time.